be honest, it was a massive shock for me. I didn't think it was on the, on anybody's radar about the Senate, to be honest. And I was just taken aback. I still can't believe it that, that I got the call, you know. But I think it shows that Fine Gael's very intent in trying to win back our seats in Donegal. And it shows that the Tánaiste has a belief in me, like the people of Donegal does, that I'm a hard worker and I'm out there to try and help people. And that's what politics is to me. It's about trying to help every individual that comes to me, you know.
How does this call come about? I know you don't want to give away too much secrets. Is it just a call from the Tánaiste?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I was out in Dunkinelli with at a job with a friend. There was a drain blocked when the call came, and I kind of didn't... I thought it was, you know, I kind of was taken aback at the start. I didn't think it was Simon Harris, to be honest. But I asked him then, he asked me, and I said, listen, I need to talk to a lot of people, and well, I needed to talk to my party colleagues, like Martin Harley, the councillor, and Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, and especially John McNulty that ran. I says, I wanted to talk to them before I made any decision. So in fairness, he says, listen, you make your calls and I'll ring you back. So I chatted to my fellow councillors and John and the team here, and Brooklyn, Dunkinelli and Kelly Beggs, and they all said, no, listen, go for it. So that was basically what happened. It was kind of a shell shock day. I still can't believe it happened, you know, Ronan.
Manus, you mentioned there that the party is looking to establish itself once again within Donegal. We saw in the last general election, of course, that Joe McHugh has stepped aside. He has retired. The likes of Nicky Bradley, who will be joining you in the Senate, she contested the general election, as did John McNulty. Is it important for the party to re-establish those roots and start again?
Oh, listen, the party needs to get back to basics, and I think probably that's why I was picked, you know, because when we lost, my father lost his council seat over 10 years ago, we could have walked away and not bothered, but we hung on there, and in June, I was so delighted to be elected a councillor to represent the people of Donegal South West, and I think Simon Harris sees the team that I have and the whole area, for the great branches we have, Pally Shannon, on down into Malinbeg and all around, that there is a great team there. We just need to get it pulled together and work in the one direction. And I mean, we proved we could do it in the local election, so I think we're going to use this as a stepping stone to get our seat back, and that's the ultimate goal. We want our forefathers will be in... wouldn't be in great humour with us after losing the seat, so it's my intention to try and get the seat back for the people of Donegal.
Manus, do you feel that you've worked previously, we all know of your work that you've carried out within the fishing industry, and it's such an important sector within South Donegal, Southwest Donegal, particularly where you are in the country. Yeah. Do you feel that you will be a voice for those people in that industry in your role in the Senate?
Oh, definitely. I think this is a stepping stone. I mean, I must say, since we got going out over 3 years ago with the team I have, and I mean, Fine Gael has taken it on board. I mean, there's not many councillors that could get into the Fine Gael manifesto, the 10-point plan. And I mean, the 10 points we put in there, we got them delivered. And I think that was a big change for us. It showed Simon Harris, you know, that there is ways people can change rather than roaring and shouting. And I think that's going to be a big pathway now forward, because Martin Hayden's the senior minister, and then we have the junior minister there, Timmy Dooley. So I think working all together, we'll get a pathway forward, and we'll get the fishing back on track where it needs to be. I mean, it covers the fishing's not alone, Kelly Beggs. People... Placid as a Kelly Beggs problem. It's a whole Ireland problem. I mean, my phone is ringing every day from Waterford and from Castletown Bear and all over Ireland. Everybody's feeling it in the fishing community. So it's time now. I think we have a good team there to just call halt and start to rebuild the fishing industry. So that would be one of my priorities too, along with a lot of other stuff. There's disabilities, there's everything. There's so much when you become a councillor that you don't see. A councillor, and there's so many issues out there that I just want to try and get things sorted for people, because, I mean, at the end of the day, every person in this whole electrical area and the whole of Donegal, it's only small problems, but they have to be sorted, you know.
Well, man, the phone probably won't stop ringing after this.
Listen, believe it or not, it hasn't stopped all night, and I never thought there was as many good wishes out there, and, I mean, it's heartwarming to see the people of Donegal sending you good messages and congratulating you, you know, and that's what politics is all about to me, is the ordinary person on the street that wants to talk to you and has a wee problem, and that's what politics is to me, you know.